Dictation for Tammy, T-A-M-M-I, Denman, D as in David, E-N-M-A-N. March 377. Address as a letter to Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, House, H-O-U-S-E-N-P, 3528451. Dear Miss House, consultation for Mrs. Denman Tammy, which is a 49-year-old lady. Has developed worsening proteinuria, evidence of microscopic hematuria, prior imaging because of abdominal discomfort, flank discomfort has been unrevealing. She has a history of insulin-dependent diabetes since age 12, as well as morbid obesity. She has a long list of medical issues. The last few years after positive COVID has developed paroxysmal orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, POTS, progressive neuropathy, hands and feet, worsening gastrointestinal symptoms, documented dumping, D-U-M-P-I-N, as well as exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, has a lot of stomach issues, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea, but no bleeding. She has prior two different types of bariatric surgery, the banding and then the sleeve. She has not noticed gross hematuria or decrease in urination. She's also been treated for muscle, MAST, mast cell activation syndrome, although it was a clinical diagnosis, not biochemical proven. She's up to date with her eyes, no documented diabetic retinopathy or procedures. There has been no coronary artery disease, TAS stroke or seizures, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no gastrointestinal bleeding, no liver disease, no kidney stones. Next paragraph. Other diagnosis, anxiety, depression, esophageal reflux, skin granuloma annulare, A-N-N-U-L-A-R-E, long-standing hypertension since pregnancy 2014, multiple lung nodules with biopsy benign findings, nothing to suggest active tuberculosis, fungal disease or sarcoidosis, no cancer, sleep apnea, next paragraph, surgeries including gastric lap band 2013, sleeve 2016, C-section 2014, gallbladder, EGDs colonoscopies, lung biopsy, prior fracture, right leg placement and removal of hardware, prior shoulder scope, left-sided. Prior trigger finger repair, right-sided. The C-section was because of twin boys. Next paragraph, deny smoking. minimal alcohol a few years ago. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Sofran, anti-inflammatory agents, and adhesive tape. Next paragraph, medications, Zyrtec, Crestor, fluoxetine, insulin, recently added cromolyn, cromolyn, for mast cell activation syndrome. Takes gabapentin for the neuropathy, losartan, metoprolol, Zyrtec. Next paragraph, I did an extensive review system and did review extensive records over the last 3 years, Corwell, Corewell, multiple consultants, neurology, cardiology, diabetes, nutrition, gastroenterology review. I didn't find information from allergies. Might be out of the system. Next paragraph on physical exam, 291 pounds, 70 inches tall, blood pressure 120/78, very pleasant, alert, Orientation 4, normal eye movements, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no respiratory distress, no localized RALS, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no gross abdominal distension or tenderness, no major edema non-focal. Next paragraph. Because of the last 2 years, worsening proteinuria and hematuria, we repeat chemistries. Kidney function remains normal, electrolyte, acid base normal, glucose elevated, elevated white blood cell count, platelet count, neutrophils, anemia 12.4, MCV 84 in the low side, eosinophils elevated, immature granulocyte elevated, antinuclear antibody negative, complement C3, C4 normal, ANCA negative, anti-GBN negative, testing hepatitis B, C, and HIV not reactive, cryoglobulins negative, rheumatoid factor negative, recent protein creatinine ratio 1.29, non-nephrotic range, but is significant. Albumin creatinine ratio 779 milligrams per gram. Urine analysis, large blood. Prior episode of ketoacidosis back in September 2025. Prior testing for monoclonal protein negative April 2025. A prior elevated kappa, KAPPA, April 2025, with normal ratio. A1C appears to be well controlled the last few years. Last iron studies I have low December 2024, ferritin 16, although saturation was normal at 20. normal B12, low vitamin D25, urinary fractionated metanephrines not elevated, catecholamines not elevated. All this is 2024. Albumin creatinine ratio was normal December 2023. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency documented by low level of pancreatic elastase, ELASTASE, October 2022. Prior metabolite serotonin hydroxyindolacetic was normal 2022. There is a kidney ultrasound January this year, 13.8 on the right, 12.8 on the left. No obstruction. No gross stone or masses, no urinary retention, normal echogenicity, January 2026 CT scan, abdomen and pelvis, this is with contrast, again no stones or obstruction, a small cyst on the right side, no bladder abnormalities. I review a few years back abnormal TILT, T-I-L-T testing, the fast transit through the bowels, the MRI of the heart, which was considered normal. Including normal perfusion, no ischemia. Has normal echo, ejection fraction, right left ventricle, on prior echo, no valve abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Tammy has developed progressive abnormal urine analysis with blood and protein at least for the last 2 years with preserved kidney function and negative imaging of the kidneys based on ultrasound and CT scan. Present serology done is not revealing. Kidney function remains normal. Diabetes has been well controlled and will not explain also the presence of gross amount of blood. Her blood pressure in the office is well controlled and she's taking beta blockers and losartan. She is going to need a renal biopsy to define primary glomerulopathy. High in her list will be IgA, FSGS. How this relates extensive issues after COVID in 2022 to be defined. I did not change any medications. We will arrange biopsy, if possible, close home. This was an extensive visit, the day of visit before and after, as well as the 1 hour encounter, altogether was around 3 hours. End of dictation.